Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. I appreciate your time on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly, being part of the conversation. I want you to feed into the conversation. Right? That simple. Not a big deal. Right? You feed into the conversation, and it's easy to do. You listen, you pay attention, you make your decisions. Maybe you go listen to another side of the issue, right? Make up your mind that way. It's just really simple. And when you make up your mind, take a stand, stay informed, and keep fighting. Don't give up because you don't get what you're looking for. Don't give up because you don't get your way. A lot of us do that. I shouldn't say us. There are a lot of you that do that. Wrong. It's dead wrong. If you want to fight something through, if it's worth it to you, then you fight it all the way through. You don't give up, because you're irritated at the outcome. Right? You get back, you fight again. You know, you got to give credit to the people who fought Roe versus Wade. How many of you would give it up after the first couple of years? Right? No, come on, think about it. I see them do it at the school board level. I have these parents that are outraged as to what's going on. They want it to stop. They're not going to stop coming until, you know, you change the way you're going with this. You change the books, the whatever it is that they're screaming about. You see them for two meetings, you never see them again. Well, it's not the way to do it. You keep coming. You keep speaking. You don't keep yelling. You don't have to do that at first. But you keep on it. You stay on it. You keep on them. And you don't let them get away with it. Right? Seriously. Anyway. Got a potential spy balloon, as I said earlier, flying over Montana. The Biden DOJ, I'm sorry, DOD, says, yeah, we're not going to do anything with it. You know, it's just a balloon. We don't think it's really harming us. Well, they didn't think the last one was either. Until the end. Till they decided it was. Or figured out it was. Just crazy. DOD response, backlash from Representative Matt Rosendahl out of Montana. He criticized the regime's, this is where the states just should get up and do it. What are you going to do to them? I mean, seriously, what are you going to do to them? Just go ahead, shoot it down with your National Guard. That's right. You know, your state was under attack. Anyway, he communicated his concerns after constituents in Dawson County, Montana, They reported tracking a balloon cruising at 57,000 feet. Now, the congressman contacted DOD and was informed that while they were aware of the balloon, they did not investigate due to its size and the low probability, which is what they said about the last one. Now, they didn't think about its size or low probability, but what they did say, right, was it just was a balloon that went awry. They checked it out, nothing to worry about. Right. Just amazing. Anyway, I mean, seriously, isn't the state worth protecting? It's part of the umbrella of the federal government, isn't it? You know, if the spy balloon incident in February has taught us anything, it's that Montana pays attention. They're vigilant. They're concerned about what's going on. They know that that's not the norm. It shouldn't be flying over the state. Now, again, why isn't the government concerned about it? If it's Chinese property, get it gone. They're not, they ignored the first threat. I wonder how much information they really did get. But I probably won't be alive when this happens. But, you know, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, I'd love it when they finally come out and say, yeah. We don't know what they were thinking back then, but here's the data we know they were able to gather, the Chinese were able to gather on the Americans. Because I'm not buying for 5 seconds, seriously, that this one also isn't a spy balloon. Anyhow, all right. Judge Cannon smacks down Jack Smith. He denies she denied the government's motion to keep the list of 84 witnesses under wraps. That's right. She didn't want, the DOJ did not want to give up its list of witnesses. This is great. Judge Aileen Cannon, now why they keep saying this, a Trump appointee, I know we'd say it with Obama and others, I get it, but keep that out of it, because already it's going to taint the story, right? She issued her first smackdown of Special Counsel Jack Smith. She denied Jack Smith's motion to keep a list of 84 potential witnesses under seal in this classified document case. The judge said that Jack Smith failed to explain why it was necessary to keep the names of the witnesses a secret. Well, it's necessary so the defense team can't do anything about it. That's why it's necessary. Jack Smith was always trying to block Trump and his alleged co-conspirator from communicating with any of them. Yeah, judge said, hey, pound sand. Trump is your host. Come back. Don't miss the next segment, or you're going to miss something really cool. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it. right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. The only way to become part of the solution, though, is to get informed. I keep telling you guys, don't go off half-cocked because you saw some Twitter feed or Twitter headline or whatever they're even called, and you think you're all knowledgeable on it. And then guys like me have to sit there, and I won't say defend you, but straighten out the issue. So get informed, then engage, and don't fight because you don't win. They're not interested in it. They're really, most of the time, they're not interested in having a real conversation in these issues. And, you know, I go over this over and over and over with some of my brothers in Christ, you know, my brothers and sisters, and it is okay to take a stand. It is okay to say something. When people come up to you and say stupid stuff, Like, Jesus would be okay with abortion. Jesus would be okay with same-sex marriage. Jesus would think that we're being unloving and uncaring. Jesus was basically a socialist. Get informed so you know how to push back on these issues. But look, even I'm not that informed in this. I tell you, I bring on the experts all the time. So I've asked Pastor Lucas Miles to join me. He's written his latest book called Woke Jesus, The False Messiah Destroying Christianity. And, boy, I'll tell you what, we are on the same page, Pastor.
Well, I'm glad to connect and look forward to the conversation.
Well, all right, give us the 80,000-foot overview of the book, and then we'll dig into details.
Absolutely. Look, I saw a void in the market. I think that there's been a lot of writing in the conservative world about trying to understand wokeism, how it's affected corporate America. Of course, we've seen all over the news the impact of wokeism within the schools. But I really think that there is there was a need for understanding how wokeism has affected the church. And I set out to write the definitive guide to understanding this. The book's called Woke Jesus, The False Messiah Destroying Christianity. And I start in the 1700s, the deep dive to understand that this push towards progressive ideology in the church, it didn't just start with Obama or Biden. It's been going on for a while. It's been building, but we're seeing it accelerate now. And it's very important that we understand the foundations, we understand, really all the issues, so we can learn how to dismantle it and ultimately how to really eradicate wokeism from the American pulpit.
And I'm glad you brought the pulpit into it, because the reality is that they're not teaching this from the pulpit. They're not speaking to it. They're not bringing up scripture from the pulpit that speaks to these issues, because the scripture does speak to all these. It speaks to everything from same-sex marriages to how to bring up your kids, how to educate your kids. And I am appalled at what you're seeing going on in some of the, not just the churches, but the Christian schools, the Christian universities. But it all solidifies, or all comes out of the pulpits of the churches in this country, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Look, there's somewhere along the line, Christians have bought the lie that all of these issues are political, that abortion's political, that sexuality is political, that marriage is political. These aren't political issues. They're first and foremost theological issues. They're moral issues. They've been politicized. And the goal of that is to try to silence the church so that we don't talk about these issues. Because when everything becomes political, it means the church can't talk about anything. And so they kind of keep shrinking the sandbox that the church gets to play in. And we get to the point to where, we can read the Beatitudes, and that's about all we can do on Sunday morning without offending anybody. But the reality is, as believers, we are called to be the conscience to the state. We're called to speak to these issues and really to lead the body of Christ into a deeper understanding of truth.
When I start to talk to these pastors about some of these issues, you probably already know the response I get is, we're not called to talk about all that. We're called to preach the gospel. And I'm going, well, didn't Jesus tell you to teach all the things that I taught you? And he taught about money. He taught about relationships. I mean, he taught about all this stuff. And they will tell you the only thing that we're supposed to be teaching and pushing and getting into is the gospel.
Look, my favorite one is when pastors say, well, my people aren't ready for that conversation yet. And to which I would respond and say, it's your job to get them ready. If they're not ready for it, it means that you've not done your job to get them ready. Because the job of the pastor, and really church leaders, according to Ephesians 4, is to train God's people for works of service. The work of service today is tearing down strongholds. It's pulling down these false ideologies that are setting themselves up against the gospel. And the average Christian is not equipped. I mean, we're still trying to figure out how to respond to gay marriage. That was 2008. Now we have, children thinking that they're a different gender. We have, others thinking that they're an animal and they're identifying as a cat or a dog or something like that. And we are not prepared for the level of trauma that is really facing our world today. So this is why these issues are so important to get in, to understand, to learn the background on, and to really be able to speak this language so we can talk intelligibly about these issues and really be able to ideally lead people, into a deeper understanding of the truth of the gospel.
Amen on that. I tell you, if you know the history of this country and the pastors of old that helped during the revolution, we'd all be under the queen right now if we had the pastors of today driving things as was during our revolution days, right?
100%.
The other thing you hear from many Christians, and because, again, they're not being taught from the pulpit, you know, Pastor, we're not supposed to be judging others. You know, that's for God to deal with those people, not for us.
Look, my response to this, I think, is twofold. So, first of all, the gospel is a gospel of grace and truth. The Bible tells us that Jesus came, that the law was given by Moses, but Jesus came, you know, with grace and truth. And so, you know, there should always be both aspects of the presentation of grace and truth, or we could say it this way, you know, really truth or and love or truth and mercy represented in our presentation. We're not here to judge other people, but we are here to discern truth and discern right doctrine. And so, look, if somebody doesn't know the Lord, I don't really have any judgment for their life, because the issue in their life is not their sexuality, it's not their slanted sense of morality, it's not maybe any sort of deception or those things. The main issue in their life is they don't know Jesus. And so for the lost person, I want to minister to them first and foremost about their salvation. My concern, though, is that we have people who call themselves Christians who are affirming homosexuality or the trans movement. We have Christian pastors who are, you know, using their church in order to endorse and support abortion and you know, the slaughter of innocent children. We have, you know, deception right now from people that are calling themselves Christians. And as believers, we do have the right and really we have the responsibility and the mandate to look at these things, to judge and discern what is true and what is false, and to make it very clear of which side the gospel actually lies on. Paul had very strong words for people that were, you know, living contrary to the gospel or teaching false messages, and we need to not shy away from that in the church. We do so in love, but we are still do so boldly.
Yeah, I want to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You know, the different denominations accepting all forms of wokeism at this point in time. Even a couple of years back when you had a small group of pastors went and started blessing Planned Parenthood. Just amazing. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more answering the question, was Jesus woke or what? Be back in a few minutes.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House stressing how little House Republicans have to show for their months of investigations already into Biden family corruption claims. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre got chippy with one reporter Wednesday.
Suggested that there's no evidence to back up a Republican.
Which is true.
Here.
I'm not suggesting it. That's actually a fact.
The White White House is pushing back against claims that Biden family members have been involved in corrupt dealings with foreign nationals years ago. The NFL Players Association is tired of artificial turf,
urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. The plea follows New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon injury. MetLife Stadium, home to the Jets and Giants, recently switched to field turf, an artificial surface. NFLPA says that adopting natural grass is a straightforward and safer choice, which is supported by player preference and data.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bezina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can find the latest stories. You can watch live, listen live. You can do so much you can do up there as well. And I so much appreciate your time with me here on the air. You know, what if Christian pastors have been duped? Now, I'm not so sure I believe they've been duped. I think they're hiding from it. But in the preaching ideas that actually oppose the kingdom of God. Well, Pastor Lucas Miles, you know, he's joining me today to discuss his new book, Woke Jesus. And you need to grab a copy of that book. And, Pastor, thanks for being with me. Enjoying my time with you.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad to be here.
And, you know, is it available on Amazon or through your website only?
Yeah, it's actually available. No, wherever books are sold, it's been the number one bestseller on Amazon pretty much all month, and topped quite a few lists there, which we're very excited about. Did some great endorsements from all sorts of figures people know, from Eric Metaxas to Abby Johnson, Kevin Sorbo, and others. And it's been awesome just seeing this book get in people's hands and really empower them to be able to, you know, to fight against wokeism and see it, you know, stripped away and eradicated from the American pulpit.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you a couple of fun questions. People are already sending me some stuff. Jesus is always depicted as a socialist, you know. You're taking care of the sick. You're taking care of the poor. You don't let anybody go without. Is he in the true understanding of what a socialist today, is that what Jesus was?
100% no. Look, Jesus was not a socialist, a Marxist. He wasn't a critical theorist. You know, when you start looking at Marxism, really the nature of it, you know, first of all, there's a couple principles that are there, and it's this idea of seizing the means of production is a very central, you know, tenet to the ideas of Marxism. And Jesus taught personal responsibility. This is, you know, completely antithetical to socialism, that, you know, personal stewardship, personal responsibility, almost every single parable that you look at that Jesus, you know, taught, there's an element of personal responsibility. That doesn't exist within socialism. Within socialism, that you have to entrust all of your belongings to the state or, you know, rid yourself of personal property, and that it's the state that, you know, curates these things. And so, not to mention Marx, you know, was somebody who, you know, was against religion. It's sort of an anti-religion religion, that he was against God. He was very strongly against Christianity. And so, you know, in by no means does Marxism and Christianity ever, should they ever be in the same conversation in the sense of, you know, working together. But this didn't stop things like liberation theology in Latin America and the Catholic Church in the 50s or black liberation theology around that same time period in America of this blend of Marxism and Catholicism or Marxism and Christianity from meshing together and forming this kind of amalgamation, this heretical viewpoint. And that's what's really driving a lot of the social justice movement and a lot of the talks of kind of the religious side of critical race theory.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as you're talking, I'm getting some messages from people going that there seems to be more and more denominations accepting all forms of wokeism. And they're claiming a lot of this they do is because Jesus was so accepting. And how are you going to people to hear the gospel if you don't invite them in or make it easier for them to come in? I'm not so sure that's the Jesus I know.
Look, I mean, Jesus is both inclusive and exclusive, right? So he is inclusive in that he died for the sins of the whole world, but he's exclusive in that salvation is only available to those who receive him by grace through faith. And so there's always this sort of tension, this paradox within the gospel of both sides of that. And what we're seeing here is an elevation within the what we call the Christian left or the progressive church of basically love or a concept of love and mercy over a concept of truth. You know, as I mentioned before the break, that, you know, that Jesus came in grace and truth. We have to have both of those present. If you elevate truth over grace, you'll end up a bigot. You'll end up judgmental, a Pharisee, you know, a legalist. If you elevate grace or a concept of love over truth, you'll end up a progressive. You'll throw away all absolute truth and values. And look, there's a lot of, you know, philosophy and history that led up to this moment. We could talk about, you know, post-structuralism and kind of the departure from absolute truth and this, you know, this drift into post-modernity and everything else that we've seen happen. But bottom line, it comes down to really how do we view scripture? You know, and what we're seeing with the Christian left is a diminished view of the Bible. And the stats are showing that even pastors in churches are starting to have a less than view of scripture, which starts to make it very easy to sort of have this choose your own adventure path with your faith to really end up in whatever doctrinal pitch you want to, you know, and really abandon the tenets of Christian orthodoxy that we've held to for the last 2,000 years.
Yeah, it's almost like we've gotten afraid of the truth. And the truth, I've always told the people I deal with, it's not that you stick your finger in somebody's face and you say you're sinning. I mean, Jesus with the adulteress didn't, you know, browbeat her, verbally abuse her. What he would do, he said, look, where were your accusers? He didn't tell her to go, now go have some more fun, come on back next week and I'll absolve you again. Told her to go sin no more. We don't do that from the pulpit. We're not doing that today and explaining there are things that are totally 180 degrees from God's word.
Look, we as believers, we love the sinner, we hate the sin, right? We hear that talked about, but a lot of people don't understand how to practically do that. The reality is that there's a big difference between somebody struggling with sin and somebody rebelling against the truth of God. Mm-hmm. You know, we as believers, we all have our struggles with sin. There's all things that we deal with, and if our hearts and our actions were fully revealed, I mean, we'd be embarrassed about a lot of things that we've thought or done along the years. But the reality is that's not as much of the issue. The issue, and certainly from a personal salvation standpoint, you know, that can pollute our view of God and get us into all sorts of trouble. I don't want to minimize sin. But really what I believe is more dangerous is the acceptance. It's when we start calling sin good. And it's what we hear about in scripture of there will come a day when people, yep, they will call evil good and good evil. And that's what we're seeing today is a complete rebellion that basically we are judging God's ways and we're saying, no, the ways that you say are sinful, I say are acceptable. The ways that you say are acceptable, I say are sinful. And for the first time in about 2,000 years, we're starting to see Christianity looked at as the problem itself. It's the thing that's causing oppressive aspects in society or injustices. And this is what led to persecution in Rome. And if we don't solve this, my fear is that it's going to lead to persecution, a greater persecution here in America.
But, you're seeing people run away, you know, Christians run away from this stuff. They're running away from their religion. They're doing it outwardly, but not inwardly. They still perceive themselves to be Christians. They go to church on Sunday, but they won't speak to some of these issues even with their friends. And I say that because, you know, you look at how people carry themselves. They're in church. They're happy about being there. They feel good about the worship service. And I know some of these people because I travel in circles with them. And they never truly stick up. And I'm not, you know, I don't mean sticking their finger in their faces. Look, you had the, what was it, the whole New York legislature, who are predominantly Catholic, many Christians, applauding themselves for passing a post-abortion bill, okay, with no remorse, no feeling, nothing is reaching these people. We're in a dark place, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a couple things that are happening here. So first off, I think the left has realized that they can't, you know, sustain themselves as being seen as the godless party. So in the last, you know, really, you know, 4 or 5 years, they've doubled down on talks of faith. They've really commandeered aspects and language of the church. They've hijacked some of that language in order to sort of show themselves as the more righteous alternative to this bigoted right. So they're trying to divide the Christian vote because if all Christians were to vote according to kingdom values, the left would never win an election, you know, for all eternity.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
They're dividing the church over these issues. The other thing we have is, you know, this exists on a spectrum. I mean, certainly there's people that are in the front lines alongside of us fighting against wokeism and false beliefs. There's some Christians that just, they don't know enough about this. They just kind of put their hands up and go, I just don't want to get involved. They're hoping it's going to go away. That's sort of a naive position. There's other Christians that I think are tolerating this, and sort of just looking at it the other way. They sense that it's probably wrong, but they don't want to experience persecution themselves. So they don't want to deal with it. And then, of course, we have, you know, people that call themselves Christian that are complicit in this, in these egregious actions of the left, from, you know, the mutilation of children through transgender surgeries to abortion to, you know, push for open borders and everything else. And these are people, and look, I'm not here to judge anybody's salvation. That's the Lord's job, thankfully.
Right.
But this, what they're describing as Christianity is not Christianity. Christianity is not something that affirms sin. Their beliefs are contradicting the Word of God. And because they have a diminished view of Scripture, they sort of cut away all these extra verses that get in the way of their belief system. And so they just elevate a concept of Jesus, sort of this humanistic form of Jesus, the great...
We got to go for a break. I'll let you finish when we get back from the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far, people. Be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get informed. Get engaged. Right? I always say it, and I'm not going to stop the mantra. You get informed first. All right? Then engage. Don't argue. You don't win any arguments. How many of you people really, in the thousands of arguments you've had on Facebook, all right, how many of you, I don't know, won a political argument? Won a Christian argument? It's not going to happen. So don't. But you get informed when you have a face-to-face discussion with somebody. Just lay the truth in front of them. In a non-threatening way, just lay the truth in front of them. It's really that simple. Let them have to work it through. God will deal with their brain. Don't worry about it. Really, it's really that simple. I've asked Pastor Lucas Miles to join me, his new book, Woke Jesus. You got to pick that up at Amazon. I'm telling you, you'll very much enjoy the read. Pastor Miles, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. No, glad being with you and your audience.
All right. So, you know, again, you've got Christians going out there. My buddies have a joke. They call them, he called them Sunday go to meeting Christians. Couldn't find their Bible the rest of the week. And I don't want to pick on all our brothers and sisters, but we've got people like that out there, you know. And the reality is they need to see what really what the darkness, what's going on out there. And it is darkness. The attack on their kids. The attack on their religious belief. The attack on basic good moral values. So if you're talking to a bunch of Christians right now, you've got, I will hope a bunch of my listeners are Christians and listening. What would you say to them? How do you start turning this around? How do you start taking back? You know, Jesus told us to occupy until he returns. Not the closet. We're supposed to be out there occupying our cities and our towns, correct?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, here's the reality is that the church has faced various heresies over the years. This is not the first time. In fact, one of the things I talk about in my book, Woke Jesus, is this this time during the second century, there was an early Christian thinker named Irenaeus, and he was addressing this rise in Gnosticism that was really, creating a lot of problems in the early church. And he was talking about the first century church just about 100 years before him, and he was saying that the reason why the first century disciples had a hard time defeating Gnosticism is because they didn't understand it fully. And so he wrote this 600-page book called Against Heresies to try to help them understand it. And this is really the spirit with which I brought Woke Jesus to the marketplace, is I wanted people to be able to have a resource, a definitive guide that they could understand it. I love that kind of get informed aspect of your mantra, that we have to inform ourselves. Look, we're not going to see change just by having arguments or just by, it's very easy to go, Marxism's dumb, or critical race theory, I don't believe it. Well, that doesn't move the needle at all. We have to understand this. We have to be able to have, because there are people that are on the fence on these things. Look, the activists are going to be hard to change. It's going to take probably an act of God's revelation in their lives to get them to turn around. But there are people that are on the fence of these things that just go, hey, this sounds good. Social justice sounds like the right answer. And they need people who understand these issues to be able to talk to them in love, in an intelligent way, to really help them see the truth.
Yeah, and again, we don't ignore these problems. We don't go, that guy in the street, he doesn't want to work, so I don't have to help him. That's not where we should be coming at this. When you look at this stuff, you look at what's going on, like I say, you get informed, and then you figure out how to help these people. And you don't help them because you have to. You help them out of love, and the love that Christ has for you, you should be showing them.
The church is not prepared for the level of trauma that I believe it's going to see over the next 5 and 10 years.
Oh, I agree.
There are so many issues that are happening in this world, and those people are going to eventually burn out. They're eventually going to come to the end of themselves. They're going to start looking for answers. They're going to start looking for help. The Christian left can't offer anything. It doesn't talk about heaven and hell. It doesn't talk about sin and redemption. It doesn't talk about these issues. And so there is something on the inside of every single person that is yearning for a true, real relationship with the Lord. They're looking for salvation. They're looking for, a peace and hope for eternity. And they're eventually going to turn to the church. And we have to get ready for that. We have to be able to prepare our hearts and our ministries and really be able to get there. Because, look, this issue of wokeism, it's found a great distribution channel right now in American Christianity. It's using the church sort of like, the church is better than Walmart at distribution. They're just really good at getting messages out there. But because the message has been so watered down through seeker-sensitive movements and through, social justice and liberation theology and these things, the Christian left and the progressive movement, this Marxist, have really found a way to use the church as this propaganda center to lead a lot of people astray. We have to really see that, call it for what it is, and then help people find their way back to the biblical Christ. And that's really what this book, Woke Jesus, is intended to do.
Well, I got to tell you, I've had Abby Johnson on the phone, on the show. I got the pleasure of meeting her at the debut of the film Unplanned. And yeah. I know you've been on her show as well. And, one of the stats that she puts out is how many young ladies have been to a worship service within 3 months of having the abortion. And then coming in for the abortion. And I have to stop and wonder, do you really believe, and again, I know I'm being a little hard here, but do you really believe what you say you believe? Do you really believe what the book says and what the love of Christ truly is all about. You've got Christians that will, you know, they like what they read on Twitter, so they believe that. You got these Hollywood pop culture people, like we were talking about, you know, Taylor Swift. She's not that kind of Christian. Well, what the heck does that mean?
Look, you know, first of all, I love Abby. I appreciate all of her work.
Yep.
The things that she's doing, just an incredible individual, been a, you know, big friend of our ministry. When you see, you know, what's happening here, I think it's important to recognize that, you know, look, I'm not going to take away personal responsibility of people that are making some of these choices.
Right.
But I am going to put some of, you know, additional responsibility on these pastors and church leaders,
Amen.
You know, that are staying silent over these things. I actually launched an initiative, and you know, I would encourage people to grab a pen and write down this website, AmericanPastorProject.org. We launched this as a really initiative for pastors to give them a place where they could go and they could commit to biblical orthodoxy by signing a statement of biblical orthodoxy, putting their church on a map, and along with that, committing to eradicate wokeism from their local pulpit. And I always tell people, if you're looking for a church, you know, this is one of the ways we combat wokeism, is you stop attending and stop funding woke churches. And so you can go there and see if a church near you is on that map, or if your pastor hasn't heard of this yet, you can bring this to them and see how they react to the website. If they freak out or they say, oh, I can't sign that, I just don't feel comfortable, chances are you're probably at a woke church and it might be time to go someplace else.
Well, no, look at I'm with you. It's funny when I talk to some of the pastors in my area that I've gotten close with. The common thread with all of them is they're having trouble with their youth pastors, and the youth pastors are very hesitant to explain to, you know, their young Christians that God has an absolute right and wrong. That there are, you know, your body was designed to do certain things, and you shouldn't be doing those things against God's word. And they're very hesitant to speak to these things. This is our youth.
Look, unfortunately, you know, American Bible colleges have been invaded, and a lot of these theological institutions where these young pastors are being trained have already been compromised. And so, you know, this happened back in the day with the Harvards and Yales and Notre Dames of the nation that started as theological training centers and then drifted left and progressive in their ideology. Now we have our second tier schools, the Biolas, the Wheatons, and others. It doesn't mean there's not any good professors there or that you can't, you know, go there and attend to be a strong Christian. I know great professors at all of those schools, but there is a pocket of progressive ideology that's crept into these institutions and is starting to move certain students and certain parts of the population deeper into progressive thought. And so these pastors are really up against some difficult things that we have to do a better job of interviewing people, really seeing where they stand today. There's a lot more vetting that's needed in the church at all levels, from lay people to pastors, and we have to be diligent about this. Otherwise, we're potentially subjecting the children in our youth ministry to a youth pastor that doesn't even believe the Bible, the Word of God.
Oh, I've had conversations with one or two of those. the Texas Christian University now are offering a queer art of drag course. There was a Christian university here in Los Angeles County that released their dormitory with the RA for the floor because he put up scriptures about marriage between a man and a woman. I'm thinking even basic Christian principle are shunned.
We have the University of Notre Dame down the street from us, and so I'm here in South Bend, Indiana. And you know, a while back they were holding a lecture for queer holiness and looking at an anthropology of homosexuality in scripture or something like that. And, you know, so I tried to go over and attend the lecture because I wanted to see what this was all about at a Catholic university. I made the mistake of mentioning it on a radio show, and when I was there was an usher who met me and wouldn't let me into the program. And so, you know, look, this is happening everywhere, and I think it's people need to be aware of these things. They need to educate themselves. I encourage them to grab a copy of Woke Jesus and
yep.
really make sure that you can, you know, that you know where you stand and that you can, you know, stand your ground when these false, you know, ideologies present themselves.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on. Again, the book will be picked up at Amazon.com. Guys, grab two copies. I always tell people that. You know what? Grab two copies. You like it? Hand a copy to your friend. Because if you hand them yours, you won't get it back. All right. Always a pleasure. And we'll have you back on again. Love the conversation.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yep. So, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.